We move on to Maseches Pesachim, and Maseches Pesachim is pretty much split into half. The first half of Masechta discusses the laws of chometz, making sure one searches for the chometz and destroys it and doesn't have it on Pesach, and doesn't own any chometz on Pesach. Whereas the second half of the Masechta, except for the last perek, focuses more on the korban Pesach, which was brought in the Beis HaMikdosh on Erev Pesach. Now the Masechta opens up with a discussion of Bedikas Chometz, of searching for the Chometz, and the purpose of Bedikas Chometz is either so that somebody does not come to violate the prohibition of owning Chometz on Pesach, so he needs to search his house to make sure that he gets rid of all the Chometz which he can find, although according to many, that is not the purpose of Bedikas Chometz, because anyway, before Pesach begins, or the truth is before the afternoon of Erev Pesach, already from the afternoon of Erev Pesach, it's forbidden to own any chometz. So before the afternoon of chometz, one is obligated to nullify any of his rights and any of his possession of any chometz which he has. He makes a declaration that any chometz which he has should be like dust of the earth. It's as if it's not there. He doesn't own it. And according to that, the purpose of Bedikas Chometz is not so that you don't own any chometz on Pesach. The bittul, the declaration where you nullify all of your chometz, that's enough. And therefore many explain that the purpose of Bedikas Chometz is so that one does not come to find Chometz on Pesach in his own house and then come to eat it. So that is the purpose of Bedikas Chometz. Be it as it may, the Mishnah begins, Ola Arba'a Osar, on the night of the 14th day of Nisan, the night before Pesach begins, Bedikin es HaChometz L'Ur HaNer, one must search for Chometz by the light of a candle in any place where he owns and could have brought Chometz there throughout the year. The reason why this mitzvah should ideally be done at night is because then most of the people who live in the house are at home, they can all search for the chometz, and also so that a candle can be used, and that way even if it's dark, you use the candle, and that way you'll search even more carefully, and you'll light up even the corners, so that you can really do a proper search for chometz at night. Says the Mishnah, Kol Mokam She'mach Nisim by Chometz, any place where you don't bring chometz into that place ever, for example, if you have a cellar which is used for storage, so you very rarely enter that room, and if you do enter, you're not going to bring in chometz there. And because of that, in Tzarech Bedika, it does not need a searching. We're not concerned that an animal might have dragged some food into there. Since it's so unlikely that chometz is there, you can rely on that assumption, and you do not need to check that area. Now, if that's the case, ask the Mishnah, V'loma Omru, why did the Chachomim say that one does need to check Shtei Shurois Bamartef, two rows of barrels in a wine cellar? There was a known halacha of the Chachomim that if somebody has a wine cellar, then he does need to check the two outer rows between the barrels, check if there is chometz over there. We'll see in the end of this Mishnah what exactly the two rows means. But the Mishnah asks, surely you shouldn't need to check that place at all. People don't bring chometz into a wine cellar, so the Mishnah answers, Mekom Shemachnisim by chometz. We're referring to a place where people do sometimes bring chometz into there. And as the Gemara explains, there are two types of cellars. If it's a cellar which is used purely for storage, then it does not need to be checked. But if it's in your house and you use it to get wine, so every now and then when you need more wine, you go down and bring wine from there. We're concerned that one servant went into the wine cellar in the middle of a meal whilst eating some bread, and he brought bread into that room or any other items of chometz, and then maybe left it there and forgot about it. So because of that, one does need to check that room for chometz. Now, what exactly does it mean that you have to check the two outer rows? So Beis Shammai, I mean Beis Shammai say, Shtei Shurois al Pnei Kol HaMartef. One needs to check two of the rows on the face of the entire cellar. Meaning, if let's say you have lots of barrels stacked up, and there are lots of rows, one in front of the other. So the two outer rows, the two front rows, those need to be checked fully. So from top to bottom, even if there's, let's say, five barrels stacked one on top of the other, all of the barrels in the front two rows need to be checked. Uveisil, I mean, Beisil say they are more lenient. It's only shteishurus hachitzaynais, shehen ho'el yainais. The two outer rows, the two outer layers which are at the top. Meaning if, let's say, you've got lots of barrels stacked one on top of the other, and you've got lots of layers one in front of the other. So according to Beis Hillel, only the outer layer needs to be checked, and only the two top rows of the outer layer need to be checked. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, the entire two outer layers need to be checked. That's at least how we're going to understand the Mishnah, although the Gemara does bring a machlokes about both opinions and different ways to interpret it.